This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a week in February right here at Gillette Stadium, and we have Angela LaVoy once again. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much. I know it takes you a long time to get here, about a couple hours from school, right? You back at school?
Yeah, I'm back up at UMass Amherst. So.
Having a good time?
I am. It's good to be back up there.
Partying like a 21-year-old?
Yes.
Good to know. And I know it takes you a couple hours, so I really appreciate you coming down here.
Oh, no problem.
Even though you already have practice tonight, so you were coming here anyway.
Exactly.
But still. How is practice?
It's going good.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of practice?
I really enjoy stretching.
Do you?
It almost relaxes me.
Right. What's your favorite stretch?
I have no idea. All of them.
All of them. My favorite stretch is the quad stretch. When you get down on all fours.
Yeah.
And you go on your toes, kind of like a crab walk when you were little and you used to like walk when you couldn't do a back bend, you know, one of those things. It's like a fake back bend. And then you kind of put all your weight towards your knees and you stretch out those quads and it just feels so good.
Yeah, because when do you stretch your quads other
ever
than practice?
Ever. I haven't stretched my quads in months. Probably years. Probably a year. Who knows? But what's your favorite stretch?
No idea.
You just, yeah. I bet you like laying on the ground and just like stretching your legs.
Yeah, probably.
Do you enjoy kicks? Is that a no comment? Are you taking the fifth on me?
I enjoy kicks. I don't enjoy six sets of eight, but
no.
I do enjoy kicks. I think.
What's your favorite set then? Because you know, go
one.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Probably just the one.
The one set. Yeah, the one set's not bad.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it, but it's.
Do you see that it's worth it now? Now that you've cheered an entire season and you, when you first start on your training camp day, you're here for 10 hours. She says 6 sets of 8 and you're like, what are you talking about? Are you going nuts?
It's like, when will I?
Why do you want to kill
me?
Exactly. And then when you go to the game and you don't even think twice about two sets of 8 in a dance routine.
It just makes it so much easier and you're not winded or anything because you're used to doing more. And
right.
You're it's not definitely winded. Worth it.
They look a heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
Anyways. So anyways, we got Valentine's Day coming
we
up
do.
Soon. So exciting.
It is.
I love Valentine's Day. I love February.
Yeah.
It's such a short month.
It is.
I kind of like that. It's not a leap year this year, is it?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I
always feel bad for people that are born
on
February 29th. Because
yeah.
How old are you? Are you? You're not really 10 years old because you're missing those few days. You never really know.
So don't count.
It's fine. Whatever. What do you got any plans for Valentine's Day?
Actually, Valentine's Day falls on a Thursday, so we have practice.
Well, what if she cancels it? She could possibly cancel it. I mean, the season's over.
That is true. Hopefully.
Hopefully. You got to see your boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
We have a boyfriend now.
We
exciting.
Do.
Aww. Good little Angela's boyfriend. Can we have his name now?
His name is Jay.
Jay. Hi, Jay. Valentine's Day. Aww.
Yeah.
So cute. What was your best Valentine's Day ever?
My best Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm not a huge Valentine's Day person.
How can you not be?
I know,
your
she's
girl.
Giving me a face.
I just gave her the world's dirtiest look because she has to love Valentine's Day. Every girl does.
I don't know. I don't know.
I used to love in high school when like everyone was just being crazy. Just
see,
carnations
like
everywhere.
Awkward? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it? Am I going to get flower?
True. 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 Because you would sit in class and be like, okay, everybody else in this room has a flower except for moi. Yeah, that wasn't too much fun. But then it was fun to give, like, flowers to your friends and whatnot.
I'm not a huge flower person either. I know I'm going to get another face for it.
You don't like flowers?
Well, I just feel like...
What's your favorite flower?
I don't know.
Do you have a favorite flower? Do you have a favorite anything?
I don't know. I'm not a favorite. I mean, I like plants and stuff. I just feel like flowers die. And so I want a present that's not going to
die
in a few days.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
I guess that's a... bad way of looking at it.
I dated this guy who felt the same way, and he gave me crystal, like the little Swarovski crystal things.
See, that's something that,
That's cute. I thought it was nice. I thought it was thoughtful.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like candy? I mean, because it's huge for
of
candy.
Course.
Okay, we have a favorite. What's your favorite candy?
I really like Lindt chocolate. I like them frozen, though. I don't like them when they're
frozen,
warm.
Huh?
Yeah.
I love Lindt chocolate truffles.
So good. Yeah.
They're so good.
The milk chocolate ones.
Rob sends them all the time. And he's like my favorite person every single time he sends Lindt truffles. Love them.
Love them.
Absolutely love them. So what else are we going to do Valentine's Day if you don't have practice?
I don't know. Hopefully, take a trip up to Vermont.
Oh, because he's going to be in Vermont, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay will be in Vermont.
He will.
That's exciting. And for people out there who don't have significant others, you can do what my friends do. A bunch of them who don't have significant others, they go on like their, they call it like their Black Valentine's Day, and they wear black and they totally boycott it. And they go out shopping or they go out to dinner and no boys are allowed and they just do their thing, have a good time, and totally do not celebrate Valentine's Day.
There you go. Until
so
next
maybe
year.
So maybe they feel they about Valentine's Day the way you do, but you just have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I just love Valentine's Day, single or not.
I mean, I don't know. I like it. I just, not like a huge thing.
Oh, you're crazy. Do you like Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day better?
I've never actually celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Alrighty then. So you like, well, you're 21 now. So
yes.
This
so
maybe
now
this
I
year.
To. Yeah, actually, yeah. St. Patrick's Day was on tryout. So, or the night.
That it was.
Yeah, the next day was tryout. So.
That was last year.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So I was going to go out, but didn't really think that would be appropriate.
Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
So what else? Anything good going on? You got a new car?
I did. I got a hybrid.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah, so it saves me gas on my...
Does it really save you gas?
It does. I get like 48
oh,
to a
I
gallon probably.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you so much. So I get like 22 gallons to the mile.
What do you have?
I have an Infiniti.
Infiniti? Yep. I love Infinities. They're really nice.
Except it's not a hybrid. And I go through a lot of money in gas. Because I commute about an hour to work every day.
Yeah.
Like you commute 2 hours... here every day. Well, when you have practices.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's black.
Ooh.
Which shows when it gets dirty.
Yeah, it
but,
does.
Yeah, but it's sharp looking when it's actually clean.
I've never had a brand new car. Like, I've never
this
had
is
a
my
brand
first.
New. That's so exciting.
But I leased it, and I'm averaging like 1,000 miles.
Oh, with promos
a week.
And stuff.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'm nervous about.
Yeah.
But
well,
once still worth it.
The off season's right here, right now, so you won't be driving as much, which
exactly.
is good.
Exactly.
Do you take care of this car to the nine? Because you said you were unorganized in our last podcast. And you're, wait, okay, so your New Year's resolution was to be more organized.
Right.
Are you?
I am.
Number one. You are.
Well, at school I am. My room at
oh,
home
that's good.
Still is.
Still a little messy.
Can use some work, but.
How's the apartment doing?
It's doing good.
Good. So it's organized?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so we're organized.
Mm-hmm.
We're clean. And is the car up to par?
Well, I feel like it's still very new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't let it get messy.
Right. Do you have a new air freshener in every week?
I do have those ones you put right in the...
I do too. I love them.
What are they? What is it called?
The Glade ones? Into the vent thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are awesome. They work so good.
And they hide. Like, you can't see them as bad.
I almost want to get them for, like, my drawers in my bureau because they smell so nice. But then I'm like, I don't want my clothes
you
to smell
dryer sheets.
That's what I do. Dryer sheets everywhere when you go on vacation.
Yeah, you hide
in
them.
Your suitcase. They're
just
awesome.
Be careful that they don't stick to you and you wear them out.
And then you're all staticky with a dryer sheet to you.
Be embarrassing.
So anyways, well, thank you once again, Angela,
thank
for coming
you.
Here. We hope that you will have a good tryout. It's right around the corner.
Hopefully.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on finishing your first season with the Patriots.
Thanks.
A memorable one, I hope.
Very memorable.
Good to hear. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.